From KDWA Radio, we have your local news and community events that will keep you up to date on the station that's been serving this area since 1963, bringing you information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at kdwa.com. In top news this hour, Prescott City Council Meeting Recap, Hastings Police Blotter.
The Prescott City Council meeting on October 13th was a busy one, with 14 resolutions on the docket. Two major items on the agenda, a new 55-plus development by Capital Investment Partners, and a wastewater issue of SV Labs. The city approved Capital Partners' development of two new 12-unit multifamily buildings at the proposed 1600 block of Pine Street and 1541 James Street. The new development will offer housing for residents aged 55-plus. Currently in Prescott, the other available option for residents 55-plus are the St. Croix Manor or the Water Tower Apartments, which were built in the late 70s and early 80s. With the need for additional housing, the new development is a welcomed addition to the city of Prescott. In addition, the city of Prescott approved the temporary shutoff of sewer lateral service for SV Labs at 1115 Dexter Street and established conditions for reconnection. Since early 2025, the city has been working with SV Labs to reduce the daily concentration of wastewater being sent to the city's wastewater collection system. SV Labs has repeatedly exceeded the allowable limits outlined in the city's industrial sewer agreement, causing compliance and operational issues at the Prescott Water Treatment Plant. In July 2025, a test of wastewater at 1115 Dexter Street showed an increase in pollutants. This increase resulted in the city's wastewater facility exceeding its Wisconsin DNR permit limits in the month of July and the month of August. Fabian Farmer, SV Labs Vice President of Operations, spoke at the City Council meeting and presented the action plan of SV Labs to take charge of the facility's wastewater.
We want to be good stewards to the community. We want to be a part of the community. We are working through resolutions with consultants, Falk Industries, and we're also working with Crystal Clean and Crystal Springs to make sure we take our wastewater off-site and not send it back down a drain. At the same time, simultaneously, we're working for looking for a longer-term solution in terms of a evaporation unit to send the water back clean to the city.
As for what it means for SV Labs to be a part of the Prescott community, Farmer had this to say.
Oh, it's huge. It's one of our culture. It actually builds morale when our employees see us out in the community and doing things. And there are a lot of people that work there, are part of this area, and are so appreciative for what we do in the communities.
Prescott's Mayor Rob Daugherty spoke to KDWA about the SV Lab situation and what it means to see an SV Lab representative attend the city council meeting.
Well, I think it's really, I'm going to use the term, it's about time, because mm-hmm. this has been going on for a long time, and we haven't gotten really good cooperation. So it means a lot, because we're experiencing fines from the Department of Natural Resources because of what we're dumping into the river, because mm-hmm. we're not able to treat it. And then our biosolids aren't getting done as well. Mm. And so then when they come and take those, they have to dry them out. So it's actually, getting kind of expensive for the cities. Having him come here and actually tell us what he has in plan, and they're going to do that, and they're going to catch up with paying their fines, it's huge for the city and for myself. Glad to finally see that's happening, because they're a big company, and they have, obviously, they're going to grow, but they need to follow the rules. And they're going to be closely monitored, but I think it's a really good step forward on their part. And like I said, I thanked him very much for coming and doing that. That was very big of him.
The Hastings Police Department filed reports for incidents from September 29th through October the 6th. On September 29th at 1:48 p.m., officers responded to the 100 block of 2nd Street East for a report of a theft. This was an after-the-fact theft that had occurred. The original incident had taken place one day prior, and after investigation, 49-year-old Joshua J. Snelling of California was cited with misdemeanor theft. On September 29th at 2 o'clock p.m., officers responded to a business in the 2100 block of Vermilion Street regarding a male who was trespassing on private property. 52-year-old Carl Litschke of Hastings was issued a citation for the trespassing violation. On September 30th at 8:26 a.m., officers were notified of a theft of a motor vehicle in the 2900 block of Enterprise Avenue. Officers are investigating. On September 30th at 7:36 p.m., officers responded to Walmart for a reported shoplifting. After investigation, the suspects were not cited due to their status as juveniles. The report was taken as information only. On October 3rd at 9:35 a.m., officers responded to a motor vehicle accident at the intersection of 2nd Street and Spring Street. The report notes that an individual was cited in this accident. On October 3rd at 1:12 p.m., officers conducted tobacco compliance checks in the 1200 block of Vermilion Street. 51-year-old Stephen James St. Marie of Hastings received a citation for selling tobacco to a person under the age of 21. On October 3rd at 3:51 p.m., officers took a vandalism report in the 300 block of 2nd Street East. On October 3rd at 4:56 p.m., officers received a phone call regarding a stop arm violation at the intersection of Voyager Parkway and Rushmore Road. This incident remains under investigation. On October 3rd at 6:35 p.m., officers responded to the 1400 block of Whispering Court for an assist other agency call. On October 3rd at 8:12 p.m., officers were notified about a past action hit-and-run report that had taken place at a business on General Sieben Drive about a month earlier. No other information was immediately provided. Hastings police were dispatched to Walmart on October 5th at 6:51 p.m. for a welfare check. That's where 24-year-old Christian Glasby of Hastings was arrested for controlled substances and for physical obstruction. All subjects who appear in the Hastings police blotter are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And now, a look at your community events. November 7th through the 9th is the book sale at Pleasant Hill Library. Thursday, November 6th from 5 to 7, it's the Friends of the Pleasant Hill Library members-only preview sale. Friday and Saturday, November 7th and 8th, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. is open to the public. And Sunday, November 9th, from 1 to 3 p.m., it's a bag sale, with everything you can fit in a bag for $3. The event is cash and check only. Donations are accepted November 1st through the 7th at the library during regular hours. They accept gently used books as well as CDs, DVDs, records, games, and puzzles. Please refrain from donating VHS tapes and old curricular textbooks. All donations should be in good condition without tears or water and smoke damage. More information to come on this event, and you can find all of our community events on the community events page of the KDWA website. That's your local news and community events at this hour. If you would like KDWA to cover a news story or community event, or if you see news happening, give us a call at 651-437-1460 or email us at news@kdwa.com. This has been Trail Hour reporting.